اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, today we'll speak about verse 26 of Surah Ibrahim, which is a continuation, or actually the opposite of the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he gave in verse 24 and 25 of Surah Ibrahim. In verse 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he gave the parable of the kalimatun tayyibah, the beautiful word, the good word, which was kalimatul iman, which was a word of faith, which was La ilaha illallah. And in verse 26, he gives the parable of Kalimatun Khabitha, which is a corrupt word, a vile word, as it has been translated in several translations of the Quran. And the parable of the vile word is that of a bad tree that is uprooted from the earth, and it has no stability. The vowel word, or kalimatul khabitha, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out here, it is a word, it is a statement, it is an idea or ideology that is unfounded, that does not have firm roots. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular parable, he is directly pointing out the belief of mankind. And he is contrasting two different types of belief. That one belief is founded, it is grounded. For example, the shajaratu tayyibah, kalimatu tayyibah, the word that is beautiful, the word of faith, which is firm and is grounded. Whereas the kalimatu khabitha, it is ungrounded, it is unfounded, it is not stable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's contrasting faith, iman, and kufr, and disbelief. And according to some of the commentaries on this particular verse, they say that the kalimatul khabitha is not only kalimatul kufr, disbelief, there's also shirk, kalimatul shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, it is stated that anything which is a sin, al-ma'asiyah. And this is because actions which are sins in and of themselves is a type of kufr, is a type of disbelief. That when one engages in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it in itself is a type of kufr, a type of disbelief, a type of disbelief whereby a person, he is not assuming that he will be accountable for those actions. So he's disbelieving in that accountability. And this comes out in one of the hadith of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi afdhalus salatu wasalam. When one person came to him by the name of Sa'ir, he asked Imam Sadiq, he says, "Rajulun ala hadha al-amr in haddatha wa kadhaba, in haddatha kadhaba. وَإِنْ وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِنْ اَتُّمِنَ خَانْ مَا مَنْزِلَتُهُ." So he says that an individual who is عَلَى هَذَا الْأَمْرِ, meaning that this is an individual who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has stated his shahada, لا إله إلا الله Muhammad Rasulullah. He is someone who is following the guidance of Ahlul Bayt. He says, however, when he speaks, that individual lies. Or when he promises something, that individual betrays his promise. Or if something is entrusted to that individual, he betrays that thing which was entrusted to him. And then Sa'iq Yaqsi Imam Sadiq, Ma Manzilutuhu. What is the station of such an individual? What is his position? And the Imam replies, قَالَ هِيَ أَدْنَى الْمَنَازِلَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَلَيْسَ بِكَافِرٍ. He says, that individual, when he speaks and he lies, or he promises something and he goes against his promise, he breaks his promise, or he's entrusted with something and he betrays that trust. He says, that individual is on the lowest level of disbelief, of kufr. Although that individual, laysa bi kafirin, meaning that person, he believes. However, his actions are the actions of someone who disbelieves. And the worst of actions of someone who disbelieves, by lying, by breaking his promise, by betraying what is entrusted to that individual. So we see that this is kalimatul khabitha. And what we learn from this, from the verse of Quran, from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, one is that we must make our belief, our faith firm with proof. That which will make you firm in your belief, again, is to seek knowledge and to have proofs for what you believe in, to become grounded, to become firm. Secondly, we should avoid actions which are similar to those who disbelieve. Meaning, we should not sin, we should not lie, we should not engage in those things, thinking that we don't have any responsibility and we will not be held accountable for those actions. And moreover, as we know that in this blessed month of Ramadan, we must be very careful with our words, what we state, what we say. Actually, some statements in this blessed month of Ramadan will actually break our fast. For example, if we lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if we lie against the Prophet, and as some of the mushrikeen have said also, this is regarding with the imams as well. So if we say that, oh, Allah said this, or he stated this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not stated that in the Quran, or he has not communicated that to his prophet, then this is lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if we say that the prophet said this, the imam said this, and they did not say this, this again is lying against the prophet and imams, alayhim afwas salam. And such lies will break one's fast. Not only that, the repercussions of the hereafter, even greater. As the prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that in hell, there will be four groups of people. And these four groups of people, their punishment will be such that it will put burden on the other people or the other groups that are in hell. Meaning that while their punishment is that they are being punished, because of the type of their punishment, other people will be burdened by their punishment to the point that they will come and they will ask these four individuals that, what did you do that you have this punishment? Because your punishment is bothering us. And among those groups is one that is related to this kalimatun khabitha. Right now we're not going to go into other three, but the one who, as the Prophet, he says, that this individual, he will be in hell and he will be constantly vomiting. And from his vomit, he will be constantly vomiting blood. He says, and because of the smell and because of this action, other individuals in hell, they will be burdened by this. They will dislike this, that what happened? What put you in this state? And so this individual, he will respond, he will say that, كَانَ يُحَاكِي فَيَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ فَيُسْنِدُهَا وَيُحَاكِي بِهَا. That this individual, that when he was in this world, he would speak, he would engage in conversation, and he would take any word, any kalimatun khabitha, any unfounded, unproven statement, and he will speak with that. He will narrate that, and he will justify it, that this is what Allah said, this is what the Prophet said, or this is truth, although it is unfounded and without proof. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives all of us success in speaking truth, grounding our belief and our faith bi kalimatin tayyibah, and avoiding kalimatin khabitha. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for you and I. As'alullaha tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli ala